When you talk about other dimensions and other, maybe we need to get into that a little bit. It's fairly easy for a guy or a girl listening to say, well, yeah, they're from another interstellar zone somewhere, and they've somehow been able to master time and space to get here. But expand on why you say the other part of it.
Well, science is really, at this moment, traditional science is undergoing a revolution. With quantum physics being the way it is, and some of the newer discoveries about the speed of light, one thing or another, there have been brilliant theoretical physicists who've recently concluded that there probably are as many as 10 or 12 separate dimensions in time-space. And, you know, that's a factor, that's a theory that I haven't very much background in. I haven't studied physics to that degree to understand exactly what Michio Kaku is talking about when he describes 10 or 12 different dimensions. Apparently, there are other levels of reality in time and space that we weren't even aware of.
So when you hear people talking about parallel universes, et cetera, they may not be that far off.
Well, apparently, it's pretty damn right on, you
yeah,
see.
Right.
Yeah, I've read Michio Kaku's work, and the man's brilliant. He's a teacher at New York University, and he is one of the top theoretical quantum physicists on the planet, and he covers that pretty thoroughly. And I pretty well concluded that these way out on the edge quantum physicists, these theorists, are pretty correct. That there probably are very unlimited dimensions in time and space.
So really, it's almost, I hate to use an old term, beyond human ken, but it's very hard for us to really even grasp what the whole total picture probably is.
Well, if you were to try to give it a comparison, I think the human race scientifically, sociologically, psychologically, probably, and theologically are in the third or fourth grade. And, you know, we're dealing with guys from out there that are not only in graduate school, but are teaching the whole program, you see. And here humanity is in the second or third grade. We got a long way to go.